broadcasted straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco Radio.
Thank you. Listen to me. You've been entrusted with a very valuable cargo, and I don't trust you. You do as you're told. Take the routes I say. No unauthorized roads, no unexpected stops. My schedule, my timetable. Is that clear?
You sure you're Mexican? You're playing like you're the Führer or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, same with your papers. Yeah. At the border. Yes.
I'll show you my papers. Here are my papers. Underestimate how seriously I take my work, Mr. Stone.
I've been in combat before. I'm not intimidated by you, Mucoso. Sonny.
Hey, Tata. How's it going?
It's going good. A little bit too long on the road and everything.
Me too.
But it's okay. How's your nephew?
He's doing a lot better. Oh, thanks good. For asking. Gracias.
Good. All right.
Hey, what's up, Big Papa?
Okay. All right. Okay. I was okay with the little letters and stuff, but I said when I come around the numbers...
Yeah, I can help you with that. Easy. Mira, you press on this icon here. See that?
Yeah.
And it takes you back. Pay attention now.
Emilio, Julio, ¿qué chingados están haciendo?
¿Qué es aquí?
Is this package ready? Sí. Then why are you standing around?
He just pulled in.
I don't care. Load the truck now.
What's up, Papito? How's your lady?
I got
now, let's
right
go.
Here.
Move!
Great mind, Commandant. Very good.
Shut up. Shut up. Mules don't talk.
Somebody ought to cool his ass down.
Stop that. Okay, Mina, Papi. Pay attention. You click on the icon here, right? Numbers pop up. You see that?
Yeah.
Then you just type 771 Joy Drive. Easy.
Yeah.
That's the drop site.
He says he got it. Let's go. We're running late. Let's go. Let's go. Move. Vamos.
Suerte.
Okay.
Come on. We don't have all day, pinche dinosaurio.
All right. That's right. Shoot the motherfucker.
I will.
How lucky can one guy be? I guess I'm serious.
Thank you.
broadcasting from the mission. San Francisco. FM. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In the sunshine. Four hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Be here, it's possible. Email station at radiovalencia.fm, that's station at radiovalencia.fm. You could be part of the team, part of the dream. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. Or if you have music, you in the band, side projects, email bands at radiovalencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at radiovalencia.fm. Get your music played. It's possible. Radiovalencia.fm. Behind the scenes, be in front of the scene, be in the middle of the scene. Here, Radio Valencia. So much music, so little time. Shines here in the mission. Music you heard, earth, wind, and fire, the great ones, earth, wind, and fire, live in your brain. We also had something from the Mule. To bring in drugs from one state to the next, look no further than Clint Eastwood, who will help you do that. That was the Mule. Also had music from Protasov. No Regrets was the name of that track. We also had some Mr. Gnome with Three Red Birds. We had new music by Thrice with Robot Soft Exorcism, the lo-fi version. And Less Gravity was on that track. And we started off the whole set. Penza Penza was the name of the artist. Song Kaboom. Starting off proper. RadioValencia.fm. We are seeing and checking radar. The radar is checked. And we are here. We got moves coming from all over this beautiful universe. We're here live. Radio Valencia. Valencia.fm. If you want requests, itsfarco@gmail.com. It's Farco on X. Handle me. And there is the passageway to musical happiness. We've got many ways to talk to people. We even have a phone number, 408. Oh, that's my number. The radio station's number, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766. 4-4-2-8. Autobots, transform.
Hello.
Hello. Well, Michelle?
Yes, it's me. Hi.
Hey, all the way from Geneva, New York. Special guest, Mel Michelle.
Here I am. Yes. Hi, everybody.
How are you?
And Fosse.
Oh, here we go in the start.
From the sunny Finger Lakes.
The Finger Lakes. Good to hear from you, Fosse.
It's good to hear from you, Fosse.
Hey there.
Awesome. Paul C. from the Finger Lakes. How's the ice over there?
It's mostly gone.
All right, man.
Yeah, a lot of the snow melted.
That's good.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No, you're right. I'm dodging ice, Paul C.
You're dodging ice. Are they throwing ice cubes at you?
Yeah. And they're frozen salsa. Paul C., I got a new lighter.
Oh, you got a new lighter. He got a new lighter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, buddy. It works. I've started a couple forest fires already.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. Hey, did you play with fire when you were a kid, Posse?
Always.
Nice. How about fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you remember how exciting that was when you got some fireworks and you were detonating them?
Mm-hmm. And, just to hide and let them off.
You used to hide and let them off?
That would be awesome. Did you ever throw him down the toilet?
What?
No.
Man, not a toilet that was hooked up. I wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay.
Grandma Calabrese would be so pissed if you did.
Yeah, she would be.
Oh, man, I wasn't too smart as a kid. I would play with, like, fire and fireworks, like, under cars.
Oh,
because yeah. I would hide away from people because they would always try and take away my matches.
What the heck? This is new revelations.
Well, I was a bad boy.
I used to throw fireworks inside the pond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the fish, and would fall it off.
And it worked. Did you get some fish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that must have been awesome.
They would come up on their backs.
Dad!
Paul C. in the studio. Over the airways, Paul C., man, you know? Hey, you want to know something crazy, Paul C.?
Go ahead.
It's over 60 years. What is it, 62 years? JFK.
Oh. JFK's been killed for 62 years.
Uh-huh.
Right, 62. Over 60 years.
And it's about time that President Trump gets his credit for what he's done and gets part of the recognition that for the
Kennedy Center.
Kennedy Center, yes, thank you.
He's not a Trump supporter, but he's okay.
He likes the Kennedy Center, dude.
That Trump likes that Kennedy Center. What's his name in it?
Oh, yeah, it's all about names, man. You know, you want to drop the names of who shot JFK? Go ahead.
Who shot JFK?
Who shot JFK? Well, people in the
Secret Service?
FBI? Secret Service.
CIA?
The Illuminati's?
Were they around then?
I think they were in junior high when they were in that time.
They were playing with knives back then.
Yeah, man. I was too scared to carry a knife. Did you always have a knife with you as a kid? Like, since you were by ponds?
I would have it hidden in my sock.
What?
That's awesome.
Did you know that, Mom?
He was a bad boy. I know. You know?
How big was the knife?
Oh.
About 2 inches?
No, a jackknife.
I don't even know what that means, a jackknife means.
You don't know what a jackknife is?
No.
Like a Boy Scout knife. A camping knife would be 4 inches. 5 inches long.
Oh, man. Okay, so that is actually a good size.
Did it fold? Obviously, it folded up.
It folded up, and you would sharpen up sticks and stuff with it, you know.
Whittling?
Yeah, camping.
Oh, man. So you were playing with knives as a young kid, man. I didn't play with the knife until I was like 18. And that was because of cooking class.
Well, my first finger off at 14.
What?
Nice.
Of course, on my own.
I don't know you're missing a... You're not missing a finger.
He
doesn't like this.
He was hanging...
Oh, Shayna's saying here. You're saying, Shayna?
That's hey. When he was in mafia training. He cut off, as a torture, cut off somebody's fingers.
Take their fingers off as torture. You're right, Paul C., when he needs to get his money. You know?
That's right.
Did you bring the knife to Catholic school?
Yeah, of course.
What, St. Stephen's? You had knives?
Those nuns are dangerous for a ruler.
You know, I was always impressed by your gun collection, Paul C.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's a good gun collection, man.
We didn't even know he had that.
Yeah, he says he got Jimmy Hoffa's favorite gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, he has one of the rifles they used at JFK. And then, I don't know. I felt like it was like one of the Goodfellas movies, Paul C., when I was hanging out with you and the guns. You know?
Yeah, could be.
You know, he gave me a gun. I brought it to California, guys. I hit it with Barry and her dog, that her dog's little dog pouch, well, you know?
She'll guide her with her life.
Yeah, the dog. It was in the little dog carry-on, and I was able to bring the gun over here, guys. Paul C., I'll give you an envelope next time I see you, too, okay?
Well, you should. You owe me a couple.
Hey, I gave your brother one. He was supposed to give it to you.
You can't trust my brother. He's going to put it in his back and spend it.
Of course.
He's a middle child.
He works at the gravel pit. He controlled the gravel pit, you know?
Yeah, he gets rid of the bodies.
Yeah, dude. So, you know, I understand that, man. Big Mike, right?
Yep,
Big Mike.
Yeah, he ran the gravel pit now, you know.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, Paul C., man, I hope you're getting some, what is that place, Titty Twisties? What is it?
Mr. Twisties.
Mr. Twisties ice cream over there in Geneva, New York.
Oh, God, I don't want anybody twisting my titties.
How do you know he doesn't have a shirt on, Shayna? I mean, Paco.
Oh, because I can smell the cologne from here. He smells good, you know? You got no shirt. You know, it's, you know, you got to relax. You know, you're cooling it out, Paul C.
Yeah. It feels better without a shirt on.
Yeah, man, you know.
My particular problem, I wear a shirt, I get itchy.
Yeah, you remember me and you when we were working on fixing the flood in your neighborhood? You remember that? And you took your shirt off, I took my one of my shirts off, and then we were handling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that neighborhood got just a little flooded, and then I was there, and I was able to unclog the drains.
You saved the day, Paco.
I did. I saved the day, you know. I drained it out and kept it clean, Paul C. We got to make sure the guns don't get rusted, Paul C.
Oh, I got a little problem there with a couple of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what do? Do you just, you know, dip them in Coca-Cola or something like that for like 30 minutes?
I use shooter's oil.
Oh, shooter's.
It's oil for guns.
Yeah.
You wipe the sides down and everything. Try to keep the rest from catching hold.
Oh, got you. Yeah, it's been a while since you used them. You just save them for each person, right? As memorabilia?
Well, right now I got a bullet for each gun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a very famous saying, you know, and it goes here, and I think it could go for your neighborhood too, and my neighborhood. This whole city is built on bullets.
I thought it was rock and roll.
Man, rock and roll. Hey, Paul C., did you ever like Jerry Lee Lewis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he always liked this music.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I got to see him live. You know that?
Oh yeah, it must have been good.
Yeah, he walked. Yeah, really good. He was really good, and he walked out like he walked out like Count Dracula.
Now, what do they call him?
A rapist?
No,
no,
no.
Wow. No, he was raping his cousin.
I think he married her.
He married her.
Let's say, what was his nickname? Yeah, what the hell did he call him?
The Great Balls of Fire?
Oh, yeah.
I saw him at the Bridge concert with Nora Jones. They sang.
Oh, really?
The Great Balls of Fire.
That's right. At the Bridges? What was it called?
The Bridge concert?
Yeah.
They used to have in Mountain View.
Yeah.
With Neil Young and all of them.
What was the full name of it? For some reason, I can't even think of the name. Bridges.
The Bridge School Concert Benefit.
Bridge School. I was going to say Bridges, Bourbon and Bridges. Bourbon, whiskey, and Bridges. I was going to say that, you know? But Jerry Lee Lewis, I don't know. It sucks what, you know, that he did that, you know, but his music still was pretty good. They said if that didn't happen to him, he would have been like bigger than Elvis, Paul C.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he canceled back then?
Yeah. He got canceled, all right. Pretty much. They just stopped liking him after that.
He started playing the piano. Throw a lighter fluid on and start the piano on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Great Balls of Fire. Okay, I can see that.
And then they brought out the s'mores. Well, yeah, Paul C. Did you ever play the piano, Paul C?
Nah. Tried, but wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Guitar.
Guitar, that's right.
I was even worse than the guitar.
You know, for the longest time I had a guitar, and all I would even play it, I would just eat my breakfast on it.
A good TV tray.
Yeah. You know what else is like a, one of those hand drums? That's a really good. I used to eat my breakfast on that too.
Oh, okay.
Or get some bongos. You could put your bowl of oatmeal on your bongos, Paul C.
Yeah, the only trouble is you start adding your hands on the bongos and they're all sticky from the oatmeal.
You put honey or jelly? Go.
Oh, jelly.
Grape?
Jelly and peanut butter.
Oh, man, that's a sweet one.
He loves it. And then Fluffernutter, that's the thing, peanut butter and Fluffernutter.
What's Fluffernutter, that marshmallow?
He never had Fluffernutter, Saka.
Yeah, and marshmallow with peanut butter mixed. Oh,
damn, that's I never had that. Sounds good.
Shayna corrected me, it's marshmallow spread.
Oh, marshmallow spread. Thank you, Shayna.
Get it right.
No. Yeah.
You know. That's the brand X Fluffernutter.
Oh, that's the brand X?
Yeah. They call it marshmallow spread because they can't say use Fluffernutter.
Oh, it's patented?
There you go, the patent.
Oh.
Those damn patent names.
Yeah, you know.
You got to excuse me with my voice. It's going.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. You doing okay, though? You know, I don't want to take too much of your time, Paul C.
Well, I'm doing all right. Comes and goes.
Yeah, I get it. I got to maybe get you some gummies. What do you think about that?
Marijuana?
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I'm wondering.
I'm not going to try anything right now.
I know, Dad. It probably would help
us with that one. It help your body. Help his body.
No,
yeah, I'll get you some, like, 500 milligram ones.
We could all have them and eat them.
I have to steal them from Carol Ann.
Yeah, you know, she's got it all. She's got the skinny to everything, buddy.
Yeah.
You're gonna have one gummy and you're gonna finally go to Woodstock, buddy. You didn't go to Woodstock, right?
I didn't go, no. Wow. Almost.
Oh, tell us about that.
Now, some people mentioned that it was, they found some beer. And it says there would be some good music there. And I said, I'm an old married man.
Oh, it happened when you were married already?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you have gone to Woodstock with Dad, Mom? Yeah. Did Aunt Jackie go? I bet Aunt Jackie went.
Yeah, she went.
All right, that would have been awesome, you know. But you were busy married. You're married. You're already married, right?
Yeah, I was married for 2 years.
Oh, man.
Four kids.
Just happy.
Did you already have kids?
BC.
Did you already
BC
have
BC before kids?
No, BC. You know? Yeah. Hey, it's all right. You would have been a musician if you went to Woodstock.
Hey, you know what my dad used to do is play pool at the pool hall.
Oh, yeah. You were a bad boy.
They had a pool hall. Where was the pool hall, Dad?
Downtown.
Wow. Was that your hangout?
Now I got one in Shana's attic.
Oh, yeah, dude, these guys.
There's up there.
Badass bats up there.
Shana has bats in her attic.
So there's in Shana's house, in her attic, there's a pool table, and then there's bats in the attic, right?
Yep. Yep, they got switchblades in her back pockets.
And they're playing pool.